Wednesday on Current State means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we hear about an organization that you're probably familiar with, Paws with a Cause. The organization trains service dogs to help people with disabilities live independently. Joining us to talk about the impact of the organization, Janie Ladd, who received her dog, Colonel, from Paws in 2008. Welcome, Janie, and welcome to Colonel, who is also nearby, and we're also joined by Deb Davis, Community Engagement Manager for Paws with a Cause. Welcome.
Good morning.
I think a lot of people know what Paws with a Cause does. They've seen the dogs in the blue vests at the grocery stores or at the mall. What they might not know is the organization is actually based here in Michigan.
It is.
How did it get started?
It's West Michigan born, raised, and proud, and Michigan proud as well. Our CEO and co-founder had a friend that was looking for a hearing dog. This was back in the mid-70s, so we didn't have the internet, very few 800 numbers. He saw an ad in Dog Fancy magazine about an organization in Colorado training hearing dogs for the hearing impaired deaf. And they were hearing impaired, both the couple, the man and woman, and they had just adopted a hearing impaired child. So needless to say, they were concerned about how they were going to assess and help the child with their needs, crying, anything like that. So they knew that our CEO and co-founder had trained in the show ring, and they asked, have you ever trained a dog to do that? Well, Mike Sapp had not, but he loved a challenge, so he went over and he started training, and the dog responding. And ever since then, the organization has been driven by client need, just exactly the same way as it was founded.
Janie, how did you get connected to Paws with a Cause?
Well, actually, I'm a nurse case manager, and I was at a nursing seminar, and there was a vendor there, and one of the vendors had a Paws dog, and I admired her dog and talked to her about it because her dog was a lab, and I had a lab at that time. So we just talked, and every year she'd sort of say to me, well, you could use this kind of cane. You should use that kind of cane, because she was handicapped herself and had some problems and had already worked through those things. And then finally, the second year that I saw her, she said, you know what? I think you could benefit from a Paws dog. Gave me the information, and I wrote a letter, made a phone call, and it started there. And 2 years later, it took 2 years for me to get Colonel.
Mm. You were diagnosed with MS in 1986. You got Colonel in 08, as I understand it. What was your day-to-day life like before you got Colonel, and what is it like now? What difference has he made?
Oh, a tremendous difference. I mean, I was totally independent for many years. I mean, back in the day, I was a person who had it all going on, if you know what I mean. I was a busy surgical nurse. I had a Harley. I had horses that I showed. I had a Labrador that I showed in obedience. I had a lot going on. And once I was diagnosed with MS, I really had no changes for many, many years. And then as changes came about, I had to give up some things. I had to give up skiing, and I thought, well, that's not too bad. I don't have to ski to go to work. And then other things were, you know, kind of impacting my life in ways like just walking, and things were getting a little bit harder. So as the whole process with Colonel came about, I went from there, and where I couldn't do things on my own, I couldn't go by myself to do things. I had to have my husband with me or someone with me because I just felt too wobbly out in public. And fast forward to having Colonel, with him with me, I can go anywhere. And I do go anywhere I want on my own because he is literally confidence at the end of the leash. On top of everything that he does for me physically, that you can see him picking up things, opening doors, getting the phone, taking the laundry back and forth. You can see all those things. But what you can't see is that Colonel is in my head. And he's got my back. And he lives in my heart. And he's with me every moment of everything I do, and he just gives me the confidence that allows me to be independent.
Janie Ladd is a Paws with a Cause dog owner. She is here with her dog, Colonel, who's been with her since 2008. Deb Davis is the Community Engagement Manager for Paws with a Cause, and that organization, of course, trains service dogs for people with disabilities. Deb, how many dogs does Paws train every year?
Each year is a little bit different based on the wonderful work of Mother Nature in our breeding program, 18 to 24 months prior of that. On average, with our strategic plan, we aim to train and place between 75 to 100 teams placed around the country per year.
And what kind of training does a Paws dog go through before it connects with an owner?
Oh, on average, it's about a 2-year process through many different varieties of training. Our training begins when the puppies are even as young as 3 weeks old, and even before that, we have volunteers that whelp our puppies and our breeding stock hosts whelp our puppies right in their homes. So the dogs are immediately exposed to the trust and confidence of human beings. And so even though it's not at the end of a leash immediately, they get used to the human voices. Their quote-unquote training begins immediately. We let mom of the litter do all of the training for the first 3 weeks to let them know this is an alpha dog society. This is how you behave as a puppy. And then at 3 weeks, we introduce human touch, human interaction, so they can get used to the human's voice, the human's smell, the human's touch, and make it a trusted partner in their lives. Those puppies stay with the mom and stay with the breeding host home until they're 8 weeks old, and then we take the puppies and we place them in our volunteer foster raisers home. We're constantly looking for new raisers to come and embrace this opportunity to raise this future assistance dog from 8 weeks all the way up to 18 months old. And during that time that they have them, they're responsible for basic obedience. We hold training classes in 4 locations around Michigan, and they teach them the basics of sit, stay, down, come, heel, responding to their name, and so very much more. Because those raisers, those volunteers, are also responsible and charged with taking those puppies out in public. So listeners that have seen our little puppies out in Myers or at the local movie store or in your church, you're actually helping to train them by being there, by your presence, by the dog knowing how to respectfully and correctly act in a social situation. Mm. So those volunteers are very, very critical to our success.
Janie, you work as a nurse case manager, as you said. Does Colonel go to work with you?
Absolutely, and has from almost day one. And we've been in several different, 2 different buildings the whole time, but Colonel goes to work with me every day. And if I had a dime for every time a person said, "He's so fluffy, I just want to pet him," I'd be a millionaire and I could probably quit working at my wonderful company. But he goes with me every day. People are used to it. They know they can't interact with him and or pet him when he's working, which is very difficult. But he basically has his little quilt under my desk. His bed is under my desk. And he lays there all day, but goes, when I go to meetings, he goes to meetings. He goes everywhere with me.
Deb, talk to us about Ability Day. What is that?
Ability Day was a single day of celebrating the independence that and the ability that assistance dogs can provide to people with disabilities. We held a 24-hour online fundraising campaign yesterday, which we are extending through the end of the week, to show that support so people out there can really get on abilityday.org or pausewithacause.org, learn more about assistance dogs and the wonderful things and the abilities and the freedom that they bring to people with disabilities and that independence that they gain as well. Ability Day was a day to celebrate all that has happened, all of the achievements, all of the placements like Colonel and Janie that have occurred, as well as to fundraise for the future for future assistance dog placements.
And I understand you've recently branched out from assisting people who have physical disabilities to people who have other emotional or social needs. In 2009, you launched a pilot program to train dogs to work with kids who have autism. Can you talk to us about that?
Absolutely. That was a 3-year pilot program because obviously the diagnoses of autism has become so prevalent in our society, and we had such a great resource and tool in the wonderful fluffiness at the end of the leash. So we decided to put this program together to see if indeed there was a need and there was a value and there was a great return on this. The good news is that the 15 placements in that 3-year process all came back extremely positive. And I just don't mean in numbers. I mean in families telling us that they were able to embrace their child. They were able to touch and hug their child for the first time with the help of the assistance dog. They were able to take a family vacation because the child was no longer just in a world by themselves or having the meltdowns in public. The dog's presence decreases the meltdown. The dog's presence actually increased verbal communication. We had families that had experienced their children talking to them for the very first time because of their dog.
How dramatic. Very quickly, Deb, if someone wants to get involved with Pause for a Cause, how can they help? Where do they go?
We would welcome them to visit pausewithacause.org or through the end of this week as well to support our AbilityDay.org initiative.
Very good. We want to thank both of you. I wish we had more time. Deb Davis is the Community Engagement Manager for Pause with a Cause. We've been talking about the impact that Pause service dogs have on the lives of their owners, and we've also been joined today by Janie Ladd, a Pause dog owner who got her dog Colonel in 2008. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State. Please tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.